نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. سورة الغاشية. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تسلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. صدق الله العظيم. As we have come to you, the story of the enveloper, the overwhelming. Ghashiya, the day, you know, which will cover all mankind. The day of resurrection. Wujuhun yawmaizin khashiya. Many faces on that day shall be downcast. Amilatun nasiba. Laboring and tired, exhausted. Tasla naran hamiya. Entering into this scorching fire. Tusqa min aynin aniya. Made to drink from a boiling fountain. A fountain of boiling water. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيَةٍ. They will have no food except bitter thorns. لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. Neither nourishing nor satisfying the hunger. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ. On the contrary, many faces on that day shall be delighted. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ. They will be very much pleased with the results of their endeavors. When they will see the result that they are going to get for whatever they did in the past life, they will be pleased with it. Fi jannatin aliya, in a very high garden. La tasma'u fiha laghiya. They will not hear there even any vain talk. A cultured person will like to even listen to gossips and plain talks. Fiha ainun jariya. In there is a flowing fountain. Fiha sururun marfuha. There are raised couches. Waqwabun mawdu'a. And goblets arranged in order. Wa namariqu masfufa. And cushions set in rows. وَالْعَرَابِيُّ مَبْسُوسَ. And carpets spread out. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. So, do they not look at the camels, how they are created? All these creations are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the Arabs, you know, these four things, they were mostly before their eyes. They kept traveling, and when they traveled, they used to be on the horses, on the backs of the camels. Under them is the earth, over them the sky, and to right or left of them the mountains. Because this Hijaz, you know, is a mountainous country, so the journey used to be in the valleys. Valley is between two mountains. To the right of them, mountains, to the left of them, mountains. So these four things especially, they are mentioned here. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. So, do they not look at the camel? How they are created? How they are fitting with the environment? Their bodies, their physiology, absolutely suits the environment in which it has lived. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And to the heaven, how it is raised high. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And to the mountains, to their left and right, how they have been fixed. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And to the earth, beneath them, how it has been spread out. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you go on admonishing them, reminding them. inviting them to see all these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These signs are everywhere in the universe. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ And even within yourselves. فَذَكِّرْ So you go on reminding them, go on admonishing them. لَفْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسْتَيَتِمْ You are not a warder over them. You are not responsible for them. Your function is to convey the message and to admonish them. Now, this point I think must be clear, that the two levels are different. At the individual level, no man has ever been compelled to accept Islam and will never be compelled to accept Islam. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ قَبْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ Individuals, this is the rule. But the system, for that, the rule is absolutely converse. If the believers have power, and they let the system of falsehood remain, then they are not loyal to the truth. If they have power, they have to uproot the wrong system and establish the deen of Allah, which is the just system of life. If they don't have power, okay, then they have to continue the effort to get that power. The dawah, the training, the organization, all that, what for? So that you have that power, that strength with which you can change the system. So for changing the system, power has to be used. We can apply coercion. If we have power, we can use it. But not for compelling any individual to accept Islam as a mazhab. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ So you go on reminding them and admonishing them. لَفْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمُصَيْتِرْ You are not a warder over them. إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّا وَكَفَرْ But whosoever turns back and disbelieves, فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرْ Then Allah will chastise him with the greatest chastisement. Why greatest? Because Muhammad is the greatest scholar towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the greatest prophet of Allah, greatest messenger of Allah. Quran is the last and the greatest word of Allah. Now even if all these things they don't believe, so they deserve the greatest punishment. Inna ilayna iyabahum, verily, to us is their return. They can't go anywhere else. They have to come to us. Summa inna alayna hisabahum. Then on us, upon us, is their accounting and reckoning. It is our duty to tell them this is your account. This is the credit, this is the discredit. Here also you saw, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ And because the sermon of Juma is for tazkir. There is a hadith in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. كَانَ لِلْنَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خُطْبَتَانِ For the Prophet, there were two khutbas, just as we have today, all the Imams, Khatibs, two khutbas, they sit in between them. يَجْلِسُ بَيْنَهُمَا Used to sit and for some time between the two. كَانَ يَقْرَوْ آيَاتِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَيُذَكِّرُ النَّاسِ And this was the subject of khutba. That he used to recite the ayat of Quran and remind people. So this sermon of Juma is actually to remind people. And as I explained when we were reading Surah Al-Juma, actually this is the weekly meeting of Hizbullah, the party of Allah, which is to strive to establish the deen of Allah on earth. And for that purpose, they must keep fresh in their minds the ideology of Islam. If this ideology becomes dim, then you know their motivation will decrease. Their commitment will decrease. So refresh the ideology, refresh the ideology. The basic thought, the basic ideology, it must be refreshed every week. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر